Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, welcome to episode 29 of The Resilient Pathway. Put on the glasses of gratitude. We have our special guest today, Vibha from India, and she's sharing about gratitude as a tool in difficult times to feel calm. She has been praised by UNICEF recently due to her humanitarian work in her community through her nonprofit in India. Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm an organizational management consultant with Culture and Life Coach. Welcome to the Resilient Pathway podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe. Learn more at theresilientpathway.com. Today, we are honored to have our guest Vibha from India, and we are talking about gratitude as a tool in difficult times to find calm. Welcome, Vibha. Where are you in India?
Namaste. Thank you for having me on this very special podcast.
Yes.
So, right now, I am very close to the capital of India, that is New Delhi. So I am an hour away in terms of driving distance from New Delhi, a place called Greater Noida.
And what is the population where you are? How many people?
So the place where I am, it's a very modern living area. Many multinational companies have their offices and many modern apartment kind of societies and housing complexes. I think it's about 500,000 people.
This is similar to where I am. In Knoxville, Tennessee, we're about 500,000. And then with the surrounding areas, it makes us about 1,000,000. So that gives us a good picture. And what is happening with the COVID-19 pandemic where you are?
So just like any other country in the world, we are also in a very, very difficult stage and very challenging phase of the infection reaching to far-flung areas. And right now we are in the middle of lockdown. We have completed about 10 days of complete lockdown. And the area where I am, this is one of the hot spots in terms of the spread of virus infection. So in fact, since yesterday, the entire colony where I am, it is completely locked down. So, and police is there all around and nobody is allowed even to leave the household. And the local government is doing a lot in terms of providing essential services and essential goods to people so that they remain indoors. And yeah, so it's very, very difficult and painful situation because, see, people like us are privileged. We have all the facilities and good houses and affordability. But when I look at people in my vicinity who have been working as maybe construction site laborers in some of these apartments where I live, and suddenly they have lost their jobs and they want to go back to their village, hometown, which is far flung and there is nothing for them to commute. So they have been put in various shelter homes with very basic minimum facilities. Yes, the government and the civil society is coming forward and doing lots of work. But, you know, in these times, whatever you may do, it's not enough. So that is the situation. Yeah.
So we did see when the lockdown was enforced, pictures of people in India leaving New Delhi and walking to their villages because they didn't have enough transportation for all the people. So it's good to hear that they have somewhere to stay and receive what they need if they couldn't go. Yeah. It's challenging right now. So you haven't left your house for 10 days?
Oh, actually, it has been more than that for me because I was behaving like a responsible citizen. And in the last 1 month within India, I have been at 8 airports. And I have been having sore throat twice or thrice in the last 10 days. So I thought it's better to self-quarantine myself, behave like a responsible citizen. And so I am indoors for the last almost more than 20 days now.
And so you're saying the government brings you food. Am I hearing that correct?
So that has happened since yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. But before that, we had small store nearby and we were allowed to come out of the house and go there in a very disciplined manner, not going in huge numbers of crowds. Yeah. So in last 2 weeks, I only went out twice just to buy milk and some vegetables and fruits. Because I'm also sharing whatever I buy for myself, I buy in duplicate because I'm sharing with some people who still come in my housing complex and who are providing support services in terms of managing the garbage and all that, the essential services. Whenever I see them on my floor of apartment building, I offer them a packet of rice or pulses or vegetables, because I think this is the least I can do sitting at my home. Though through my NGO, through my nonprofit organization, I'm mobilizing support and contributing to the government fund as well as arranging some food for people who had left, like the migrants who could not reach their villages. So I'm contributing in that also. But that is again going through many, many channels. But here I can see someone whom I'm able to offer just a little piece of food, a bread that I'm having. And I'm happy that I'm able to share that with somebody else in front of my eyes.
Yes. So I hear you say you have a nonprofit that's contributing in a large scale way. And you also share what you have. You buy a little extra for the people who serve you.
That's
great. Yeah. So I've been feeling that as well, a little privileged. And it's very humbling during this time, those of us who are in our homes and working from home, because so many people are risking their lives, even by working in a grocery store, just to be exposed. Yeah. So tell us more about your nonprofit. I know we met through the World Happiness Festival and Luis Gallardo.
Yeah, in fact, I'm really grateful to Luis because whatever I have been able to offer to the people around the globe, as well as to people in India in last 2 weeks. So I have offered 8 online circles to people across the globe to help them build resilience and to take care of their emotional health. So, and all that happened thanks to Luis, who gifted me Zoom as a technology, because I didn't have that. And secondly, because I was part of the World Happiness Festival and I was going to host 6 events, in-person events here in Delhi and in my community. But as you know, that we all had to convert everything into online events and all that. So when I offered my first event online, and the kind of response I got from people, not only in India, but outside India as well, from Spain, from Canada, from London, Scotland, Alaska, so many countries, so many cities. So I just kept offering every alternate day, one such circle. So I'm really grateful to the spirit of the festival and to his team. And then through that, I got a chance to meet you and we are sitting here together and having this conversation.
Yes. During a global pandemic, we're uniting together. to teach resilience and show gratitude. So what should we be grateful for during this time?
That's a very interesting question, Alexia. And before I give my response to that, I would like to take a step back and say that why Corona has come, why COVID-19 is there. If I look at it in terms of whole systems perspective, and if I also look at this pandemic, going by my spiritual understanding of things and how we function in this world. So my understanding is that, see, we have taken for granted the health of natural resources. We have taken for granted our own health, health of our body, our mind, our soul. And we have taken for granted relationships. And because of that, Corona has come to make us realize. And now, if I put things into perspective, the way we are forced to function, people are forced to spend time with families. People are forced to sit together, cook together, eat together. People are forced to enjoy together as families. People are forced to look after their health, look after their immune system by eating healthy, by having some personal practices of meditation or breathing activities or other such exercises. And people are also becoming mindful and aware of the natural resources. And now they are consuming very, very wisely. The kind of exploitation that was happening before COVID-19 is not happening anymore. So there is a larger purpose. That is why I am pained looking at the suffering of people. I mean, there have been moments when I have cried, looking at what many people are going through, what the frontline health service providers are going through in terms of lack of equipment, infection prevention gadgets, and all that stuff. What our essential service people are doing right in front for our safety, for our security, to ensure our food and all that. I have been pained. There have been many moments of anguish and pain and sadness. And I grieved because I thought it is important to grieve when there is some kind of loss taking place and then step up and show up in the world with some solution in this situation. And that is what fueled me and motivated me to create two projects. And I think now I will be able to answer your question of what my nonprofit does, because these two projects are, one is going to be, is under the banner of my nonprofit, which is called Muskan. This is a Hindi word, which means smile in English. And the second is taking place through my own entity, which is called Vibha Space. And I will tell you names of both the projects because these have been born and launched in last 1 week, if I may say so, like in a very rapid fire response, emergency response mode. So both the projects are for providing skills to people to manage anxiety and build resilience. So that is a larger purpose. And why this is important? One is that the kind of stories and worries I'm hearing from people who are close to me, including my parents and some of the elderly people who live in my housing complex, they are scared, they are feeling hopeless, they are very, very anxious. And as a result of that, their other non-corona related issues are becoming alive. So it could be blood pressure, it could be cardiac problem or anxiety syndrome. And in my individual capacity, I started them offering some of these skills over a phone call. That, okay, that is how you're feeling, but let's sit in a straight posture for 2 minutes and I will take you through a simple breathing activity or a grounding exercise. And you won't believe, Alexia, that has benefited many people. So it happened about 2 weeks back, though it still continues. But when it happened about 2 weeks back, I thought, why not create a project so that I can offer this simple tool, a set of simple tools to many more people within my country as well as outside. And that gave birth to two projects. So the first project is called Faith keepers. So this is...
I've seen and I've read about faith keepers.
Okay. Oh, you mean about my project?
Yes. I was going to ask you about the faith keepers, and you were telling about a 12-year-old girl.
Yes.
And
yes.
How she was going to keep the vision for the tribe and keep the faith, regardless of what was happening.
Yes. So she's the youngest volunteer in my team. This project is 100% fully volunteer-led. I am leading this project with a team of 10 other folks who are professional in their own right, in their own lives. At the same time, they are taking out their precious time as part of my team members and supporting me in various activities. Because this project is going to be pan-India, and my aim is to reach 1 lakh people in next 2 months' time, in terms of offering those skills. And this is going to be fully online and technology driven. And I'm creating team of trainers. So there will be people like me who will be offering this short training and these teaching these skills to people, which these faith keepers on the ground living in housing societies in urban areas of India will offer to their fellow beings, neighborhood people, like senior citizens, children, or anybody else who is going through anxiety attack and is finding it difficult to manage or function normally. So by doing this, one, that I am able to prevent a major mental health challenge, which might happen because of this.
Yes.
The other is that I am also preventing non-corona related diseases or ailments showing up in health facilities, because right now the health facilities are overburdened with corona related stuff. So suppose somebody who is going through anxiety and is not able to manage that and ends up having a cardiac problem, and naturally that person will have to be taken to a hospital, and with that person two family members will also go. So imagine the kind of exposure they all are going to get and the burden on the health system. So I have a larger vision and objective to meet through this very, very simple and on the ground kind of intervention that I have. So this 12-year-old person is my youngest volunteer in my team. And I have purposely included her in my team because she's the one, rest all of us are like in average age, you can say 40. There's one more, there are a couple of other young people, 20 plus, but rest all of us are 40 or 50s, in our 50s or 40s. So this person, her energy is so pure, and right now she's in her pre-teen, so she's still quite, in terms of her outlook and approach towards life, she's still very optimistic about everything. So I thought it is very important to have somebody's energy who has this kind of energy in our project. And in addition to that, she's helping in making gratitude bookmarks by drawing. She draws very well. So she's making those. So the volunteers who will be part of my project Pan India in next 3 months' time. So we will be giving them, eventually gifting them when everything is normal. So we will mail them that, oh, thank you for being part of this project and thank you for being a faith keeper in your community. So these are some things that this little girl is going to contribute. Her name is Suhani. And yes.
It sounds like she has really great resilience already. And she's using her gifting to pour out through her during this time.
Thank you, Alexia, for saying that. I mean, I could never articulate it so well the way you picked up and said.
And I love, like, you began telling us that going through that grieving process before you poured into other people was key to experience what we're all experiencing, to validate it within yourself. And I think that is a key to the compassion. It's not sympathy, it's not empathy. I mean, you really have compassion and you're being moved by it within your community and even globally, because you understand through studies of neuroscience how the stress does cause physical ailments and even death. So I heard a statistic the other day that when our unemployment is at 3% here in the States, there's a dramatic increase from death of number one, alcoholism, number two, diabetes, homicide, suicide, and then even tuberculosis, that people succumb more to these ailments due to the increase in stress. So rebuilding resilience right now, calming, managing the anxiety is key for us. And I also love what you said, that this is bringing us back to what we need to focus on, taking care of our surroundings of our earth as well as one another. And that's what life is about, is our community and our environment. And we have neglected this as humanity collectively.
Yeah, I mean, Alexia, I use a stronger word. It's not neglected. We have taken it for granted. Ah. And that is where gratitude comes into place. I mean, we have exploited, we have taken these three things for granted: our own bodies, our relationships, and the natural gifts that all of us get from the planet Earth. So the other project that I have is, again, the same objective, but that is called Happiness Seekers. And that is catering to global audience and also organizations within India. So like, for example, UNICEF requested for my services for their Southern India staff, office staff, a team of about 70 people, because they heard about my workshop and some of them sat in one of my open circles that I was offering 2 weeks back, and they found it very, very valuable. So then they requested, so I squeezed my calendar and I did those two circles, because I know they are doing valuable work in this hour. The entire UN system around the globe, including WHO, UNICEF, and other UN agencies. So I thought it will be of immense value if I offer it to them, to their staff, who are going through lots of stress because of, not only because of the kind of work they have to do in this emergency situation, but many other multiple factors. So the Happiness Seeker program is for organization, any organization who would like to take this workshop as for their entire staff, or individuals across the globe. So that is with the same purpose. And now I think I will talk about the gratitude piece, because we already made a reference to it when we were having this conversation earlier. See, sometime when I was talking to somebody else last week about gratitude, that person was very angry. And he said, "Vibha, what nonsense you're talking. How can I be grateful about something in this kind of a situation?" So we were on a phone call together. So I said, may I request you to hold your nose for a few seconds till the time I tell you, leave your hand. And I think he held it for about 20 seconds. And then suddenly I heard a weird kind of sound from the other end. So I said, "What happened? What is this sound?" He said, "I was very uncomfortable when I was unable to breathe, when I was pressing my nose like this." I said, "Oh, what happened?" He said, "Because I was not breathing properly." So I said, "Aren't you grateful that you are able to breathe? Aren't you grateful that your lungs are functioning well and you are able to breathe?"
Oh, how many- yes.
So that is where this conversation started, and I thought I will include gratitude piece also in the workshop that I'm offering now as part of both the Faith Keepers as well as Happiness Seekers. So I will come to know specifics of gratitude. This was a side story. So coming to specific, that yes, we have many things to be grateful for, even in this kind of crisis. And if I can talk only of the privileged class, so what all we have to be grateful for. First of all, grateful that I have enough money to afford a good quality hand sanitizer.
Yes.
So my affordability. I'm grateful for my affordability. Second, I can afford, or I can have portable drinking water. Not only portable drinking water, I can also have ginger, lemon, pepper, honey in this, and I can make it warm and I can drink it so that I can take care of my sore throat or whatever is happening to me right now. How many people, I can talk of my country, how many people can afford a glass of water which has ginger and other things that I talked about? So yes, I am grateful for this. And related to both these points is this point also that I have money. There are people who have paid me in the past. I can afford not only money in the form of cash, I have paper money or like plastic currency also. How many people have plastic currency? Because these days, even the government and people are encouraging, stores are encouraging that use plastic currency because there are chances of infection spreading through this.
Yes.
So how many people have a credit card or a ATM card or a debit card? These are very simple things which privileged people have been taking for granted. And this is the moment when they sit in the workshop, in addition to other things like breathing, pranayam and sound therapy related activities that I make them do, I also talk about gratitude about these simple things. And of course, gratitude for all the healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, ward boys, sweepers, as well as essential service providers, the police, the government machineries. So it is important that we keep expressing our gratitude, not one day only in a month, not as a big event that, oh, today I'm clapping because I'm grateful to these people in my country, but every day, at least twice in a day. Because the moment you practice gratitude, the way I teach, and also I call it conscious practice of gratitude, what happened? There is something that happens in my brain. And right now I'm talking a very, very simple neuroscience. I'm not even going in jargons. So if you look at simple neuroscience and how conscious practice of gratitude impacts the brain and the kind of neurotransmitters it stimulates, it helps in managing anxiety. It brings a sense of optimism. It brings more joy, more pleasure. It lowers blood pressure. So there are so many documented benefits, physical benefits, psychological benefits, and social benefits of gratitude. So forget gratitude as a good quality or a good human value. I'm not talking of that right now. I'm just talking of gratitude, the benefit that you will get in terms of building your own resilience, managing your stress and anxiety because of the neuroscience aspect of it, and gratitude and appreciating what all you are given and not taking things for granted.
Right. So imagine how our brain can change as we shift to, I'm grateful for the breath. I'm grateful for the protection with the hand sanitizer and for this wonderful tea to heal my ailment. We do take that for granted. And even here in Knoxville, Tennessee, for my business, I bank at a community bank. It's called a credit union. And in my area, it's very working class. So one day I went on a Saturday and I just turned around. It was so packed with people. And so when I went again during the weekday, one of the workers at the bank said I was at that branch. And he said the population had just been paid. They were there to deposit and cash their check. Now, I deposit a check. It's automatic deposit, or I take a photo with my smartphone here, right? But no, they go, they deposit, and that's where they get their cash because they don't have that credit card. They cannot qualify, or they burn the bridge if they had one earlier, and they maybe have a debit card and then cash. So yes, even being grateful for that card so we don't have to touch the cash right now. There's a lot of privilege that we have, and to show that gratitude and recognize that, it's humbling.
Yes, exactly. Just to add one more point to what you said, Alexia, is that the more we practice gratitude, even with simple things like both of us talked about, the more we are strengthening our gratitude muscle.
We understand and, this with neuroscience. It's building the skill and rewiring the brain.
Right. You know, in my workshop, I tell people that please start wearing gratitude glasses. Like imagine that you have glasses of gratitude and appreciation, and then you start looking at your world, whatever you have in your surroundings in this moment. Okay. I'm not asking you to feel grateful for Mansarovar River or something grand or great. Be grateful for simple things in life. That is where it begins. The magic begins.
I love that. Put on the glasses of gratitude. A new lens for humanity.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And I have many practices in terms of my own spiritual way of living. And if I may share with you that about a month back, I was in a state of life, which has been for the last two years or so. I just want to be with my own self in complete quiet, maintaining complete mental, physical quiet in stillness. And I have been able to do that because I have been enjoying and nourishing myself so much by being quiet, by going, turning inwards. And there is a lot that happens when you just turn your focus inwards. But because situation demanded, I had to do a complete shift in my way of being and doing. Otherwise, I was more towards beingness and less towards doing. But because the situation requires, I showed up. I stepped up and I created this project overnight and put together a wonderful group of people who are very committed, who have a heart full of compassion. And now we are up and running to offer trainings to across the globe and people here in my own country. So I was talking about my spiritual practices. So if you relate gratitude with the energy and vibration, I don't know how many people believe in these things, but whatever we have talked about, I think you will understand what I'm going to tell you now. That gratitude is something which takes your vibrations at a higher level. And when I say higher level, if you know human chakra system, the seven main chakras that we have in our body, so the energy of gratitude vibrates at a higher level, which is somewhere near the third eye and somewhere between near third eye and crown chakra. Whereas gratitude of fear, anger, hopelessness, stress vibrates at the root chakra level, at the bottom. So if you take, so one neuroscience, yes, all the benefits that one gets by practicing gratitude in terms of neuroscience. The other is social benefits. And the third is this also, that if you are on a spiritual journey, if you start practicing gratitude consciously, I can guarantee you will make progress on that path as well. Like, I don't know whether you are aware of that or not. I mean, I have been offering the Joy of Gratitude workshop globally for the past 5 years. It's a short and sweet offering that I do. And some people, as part of the festival, have also requested me. So I will announce one very soon. I think now what community or some other community, I will be doing one, my Joy of Gratitude workshop. The people who participate in this workshop, and I'm telling you across the globe, so it is not Indian people only. It is people from all faith, of all classes, all communities, irrespective of class or faith or other such artificial distinctions that we make. Many of them have come back to me and they have said that they felt changes in their energy, they felt changes in their vibration just by a simple practice of gratitude, the way I requested them to do. So when I talk of gratitude, Alexia, I'm not talking of thank you. So that is something superficial. I'm talking of gratitude that flows from here. And it can be cultivated. There are ways you can cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And you can build a muscle of gratitude. And gain all these benefits that we are discussing about.
So are these workshops and events on your website, gcspace.org?
So yes, we recently changed the name. So it is now vibhaspace.net.
Okay.
It happened last week only because I'm going through some changes in terms of my entities. So now this goes with my name, Vibha, SPACE.net.
.net. Okay.
And you will find a tab of joy or gratitude.
Okay.
So there you will find these gratitude workshops. And I am happy to share another element of my Joy of Gratitude workshop, which I do globally, is that I offer this workshop in my currency of trust, which means suppose you are head of Citibank and you invite me that Vibha, you are in the US and I would like to workshop for my staff of 50 people who are working in this bank. I want them to enjoy this Joy of Gratitude and learn these practices. And then you would ask a very natural question will be that what is your consultancy fee for this? That is how the world works. So my response is that there is no price tag to this workshop. After attending the workshop, whatever your heart tells you, please offer me that and I will accept that as grace. And this is the mode I have been using. I mean, in the last 1 year, I have offered about 15 workshops in North Central Washington. And in some other parts of the US also, in the same mode. And I carry a piggy bank. The people who host me, they just put that a little basket or a piggy bank and whatever is offered. I don't even want to see who gave what because I'm just not interested in that. So whatever comes goes to support my travel and other basic expenses that I incur as part of those journeys.
Okay, and so tell us, if someone wanted to donate to your nonprofit, how would they go about that?
So, Alexia, right now, my nonprofit cannot receive money from outside India. As per Government of India rules, such nonprofits have to have a license kind of a thing, which allows them to receive foreign funding. I had that about 5 years back, but right now I don't have that. And I am not in a position to get it renewed because that's a very long process, very thorough and very systematic process. And I like that process, which my government has put in place. So if anybody wants to donate money, they can donate it to Vibha. And then Vibha, as an individual, can put that in her NGO. Because my NGO runs through my income.
Yes.
Even locally, I hardly take donations from people. So the earnings that I have through my consulting work in the field of organization and individual health and balance and some other such work that I do around the globe. So when I'm paid, there is a certain percentage that I put in my own NGO. And through that NGO, I do lots of philanthropy work in very small ways. I'm not claiming that I'm doing big things, but yes, whatever little work we do, it has impact.
Yes.
Yeah. So right now I am going to implement this Faith Keepers project through my nonprofit, through my NGO. Yes. And that is why we have a team of volunteers. And I'm really grateful to each one of them because they have come they have no expectation of money. They feel for the cause and they want to associate with me and with this project. So they have come on board.
It's very inspiring what you're doing, Vibha, to reach your community and the world. And you've offered a great way, as you know, you offer the consultant work. And then when people give to you, you're able to sew in to your nonprofit and give back and help people. Okay, so vibhaspace.net, I will have it written down in the written portion. So people can go and check out your website. And you're also on Facebook as Vibha Space.
And so I'm on Facebook in three ways. One is my personal profile, which is also about my work most of the time. Then Vibha Space is another where my page, where I only talk about workshops. And then Muskan, which is my nonprofit.
And that means smile in Indian. And then I also saw that you're on the World Happiness Timekeepers.
Yeah, so that was something interesting. I think it happened 4 days back. I saw Louis' Facebook profile and where he had posted about this that they have created. And you won't believe, this is something which has been my dream for the last about 8-9 years, that there should be something like this in the society, in the community, where we offer our gifts to people. And I could not make that. So when I saw that post, I said, this is interesting. So I immediately went to the website of Time Bank and I offered whatever I had to offer. And I also told Louise that please have a category, or within one category, have respectful listening as an offering. Because I think as a society, not only in India, as a culture across the globe, that is one thing we lack.
Is really, yeah, really listening to people and reflecting back what we're hearing.
So he was kind enough to do that. And within 10 minutes, he did that. And he reported back to me, Vibha, done.
Amazing.
Yes.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, Time Bank with the World Happiness Festival, where we offer and then we get credit to receive as well. And I saw that Luis Gallardo also is offering classes and workshops. That's a great gift as well. Yeah. So in India right now, it's almost bedtime. You're about 9.5 hours ahead of Eastern time. Yes. When I look at our time zones, it's so interesting.
So where are you in the U.S., Alexia?
So I'm in the time zone the same as New York City.
Which state?
Tennessee.
And city?
Yes. Okay. And yeah,
So here it is 10:15.
Wow.
In India.
Yeah, here it's 10 minutes till 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have not been to India. I've done a lot of travel, but not to India. So hopefully when we can travel again, I'll put India on my list.
Please do that. And let me now tell you something more. So when you go to my Joy of Gratitude page, you will find a tab, Road Journeys. So in India, I have been undertaking road trips where I drive in my little car. And I stop at some educational institutions en route and offer my gratitude workshop in the same mode. And that is hop on and hop off kind of a journey for others. So one is that I go all by myself because I really enjoy my company. And that is one time I get with my own self in terms of processing my thoughts and being with my own self. And sometimes it happens that there are some friends and people who want to join me. So I allow them, maybe one or two people join me for certain stretches. So in one such stretch, I can foresee that you are also sitting in my car. And there are a couple of other friends in the US after attending my Joy of Gratitude Joy Shop. They have said, Vibha, whenever you are starting that trip in India, we will plan our India trip accordingly. And it was to happen in September this year again. I've been doing that for the last 3 years in India. So I was again to begin in May and then September. I don't know, given the situation, I don't see it happening in May at all. But September, I mean, I can make an intention for September, that hopefully by then we'll be in a position to fly across countries and then do this for a cause.
So yeah. Hop around with Vibha.
Yes.
And increase the joy. I love it.
Yes.
You're very creative with ideas, and you implement them quickly when you get them because you want to help.
That is one, Alexia, I want to help. The other is that my stillness creates these things. When I become still, then all these creations happen. And that is why I all the more love stillness.
And I love that. I think there's a place for all of us to find that stillness, and we will find this level of creativity. It's because we don't. You know, many people, they're on the social media and Netflix. So we haven't found that stillness, even though we're quarantined.
Exactly. That's a brilliant point you made, Alexia.
So we still have a ways to go to get us to where we need to shift and learn and create from this.
So, you know, in my parlance, I often use the terminology being and doing for my own self and for other contexts also. So what is happening right now, even in this quarantine period, people are doing. They are not being. Wow. When I say that, I mean that they are overdoing activities. And they are busy posting that on social media. And they are not taking time off for stillness, for quiet, for connecting with their breath, or just sitting quietly as a family for 5 minutes. Yes, you play family games, you cook together, all that is wonderful. Absolutely fine. But remember the points I said in the beginning that why Corona came. So to me, it seems that we have confined our world now to our own household in quarantine. But the mode of functioning is same. The way we were operating in the outer world in terms of doing, we are, most of us are doing the same, even in this period. And that worries me. Because we are still not learning the lesson. We are still not seeing the message which COVID-19 is trying to give us.
Well, thank you for being an inspiration to us to begin that pathway. Because you're correct. This is what we need. We need to be and not do. And we don't know how. And we need to learn how by making it a priority. And I do believe what you teach, having the gratitude is a key.
Yes, gratitude is a key. But right now, my happiness seeker program, just show up in that for 2 hours. You will learn such fun things which can help you be.
Ah, that's wonderful.
Fun thing. I mean, there is no, it's. I'm not asking you to bring your yoga mat and then sit on that and do some activity with me in that circle. No, it's not that. It's about when you wash your hands, how you can be mindful. When you are drinking your tea or when you are drinking a glass of water, how to do that. Or when you are sitting idle just in front of TV, watching news or Netflix, how you can do some simple activity. When you are chopping vegetables, how you can do that. So that is the beauty of my sessions, that I'm offering things which are doable. You can integrate in your day-to-day life. You don't have to take out extra time. And the more you do that, the more inclined you will be to take out some off time to do some of those deeper practices.
Beautiful.
That you may be having already, of meditation, of pranayama, of yoga, or other such things that people do.
Well, namaste.
Lovely. Speaking with you. And my very best for the wonderful work that you are offering to the world through these podcasts.
Thank you, Vibha. We're very blessed.
All right, so you have a good day, productive day, and hope to see you soon again in one of the circles that I will be offering for Now What community.
We hope you enjoyed episode 29 of the Resilient Pathway podcast, Put on the Glasses of Gratitude with Vibha. Learn more about her Zoom meetings and circles at vibhaspace.net and also on Facebook, Vibha Space. We will publish in the written portion of the podcast as well links to the sites. So put on the glasses of gratitude and join Vibha on the journey. To learn more about the Resilient Pathway, just go to theresilientpathway.com. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.